Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. And this week's blog is dated July 12, 2024, and is titled, Simple Doesn't Mean Simplistic. There's an old acronym that some folks in my congregation like to use, KISS, K-I-S-S, Keep It Simple, Stupid. There's a certain sharp edge to this for sure, but there's an unmistakable truth to it also. When applied to the Christian walk, KISS serves as a friendly reminder to set your mind on Christ and ensure that all you do is unto the Lord, to His glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Colossians 3:1-3 reads, If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. A simple life is unfettered by vain philosophies and ideas that distract us from the truth that sets us free, John 8:32. Christ is our true north, and all our investments of time and energy are to be directed towards being sanctified in Him, for example, growing closer to Him daily. As we are increasingly set apart for His purposes, our load becomes lighter because we simultaneously shed all the weightiness of trying to keep up with the world and its ever-changing standards. Matthew 11:30. Our goals become firm and unchanging, Hebrews 13:8, because we cling to the, quote, rock, 1 Corinthians 10:4. Know this, simple doesn't mean simplistic. A Christian who doesn't understand this will undoubtedly fail to achieve higher order peace in their lives. While they think they're transcending the world, they are, in fact, being duped by their own life philosophy into a life of malcontent and self-induced, ungodly asceticism. The Cambridge Guide to English Usage 2004 reads, Simple is an uncomplicated word which means straightforward, easy, as in a simple solution. Compare a simplistic solution, which is too easy. For example, it oversimplifies and fails to deal with the complexities of the situation. So simplistic is negatively charged, whereas simple is neutral or has positive connotations. I think some Christians interpret what the Bible has to say about simplicity as meaning simplistic. But that isn't true at all. For example, they might refer to Paul's words to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I am afraid that, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. This type of undistracted devotion doesn't imply a simplistic life. Simple, yes, but not simplistic. A great example is Paul himself. Would you say that he was single-minded in his quest to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ? Would you also say that he was determined to see his ministry through until the end? Reference 2 Timothy 4:7. Absolutely. However, do you think his life was simplistic and uncomplicated? Or do you think his days were filled with new challenges, responsibilities, and even dangers? Of course they were. While his goals were simple, his daily life was complicated, the opposite of simplistic. Do you see the difference? 1 Corinthians 2:1-2 reads, And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 2 Corinthians 11:28. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Paul shouldered a lot of responsibility, which meant he had a lot of complexity in his daily life. And that was before people were trying to kill him. Add the latter point to the mix, and might you agree that Paul's life was anything but simplistic? Wikipedia reads, Simplicity is the state or quality of being simple. Don't misinterpret what the Bible has to say about simplicity, for example, in 2 Corinthians 11:3. It's God's intended blessing that you be simple, but it's not his will that you are simplistic. There's a big difference between simplicity and simplistic. It's great to be able to tune out all of the white noise this crazy world throws at you, but don't mistake focus as an excuse to avoid complexities in your life. Kiss should never mean you sit holed up in your home claiming some higher ground. Does that resemble Jesus or any of his disciples? That's not transcendence. That's a big miss and a surefire way to become depressed. If anything, simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ gives you the energy to take on even larger challenges than the ones you already have. It translates into a life of contentment, walking by means of the Spirit, Galatians 5:16, with tremendous power on that narrow road that leads to life, Matthew 7:14. A simplistic life robs you of all this. What a shame that is. My friend, be encouraged. When God saved you, he opened your eyes to a much broader, more beautiful horizon that begs to be explored. A simple life is an exciting, sure-footed one. You are no longer a prisoner, so don't lock yourself into an underwhelming life filled with boring, simplistic details. Step out on faith. Talk to people. Help others. Be on a mission. You are a child of God, for crying out loud. Act like your dad owns the place. Psst, he does. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless, and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.